News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Sunday morning. We are expecting slightly warmer temperatures today, a high near 10. This is your Sunday morning news podcast. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Wausau police are investigating how a number of guns ended up on the ice under the Bridge Street Bridge. Lieutenant Michael Yedes says the guns were recovered early Saturday morning after a tip from a walker.
The weapons are now in our evidence, and we're investigating to where they came from and assuming it's probably from a burglary or two.
All of the guns were older shotguns and long rifles, which means they probably weren't taken from a gun shop. Several burglaries have taken place in Wausau over the past few months, and police are now trying to determine who the original owners of the guns are. Yedes says more information will be available on Monday. South African President Jacob Zuma addressing mourners in one of many services being held for global icon Nelson Mandela. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has more.
I'm at Bryanston Methodist Church in a more upmarket neighborhood of Johannesburg, where a prayer service for Nelson Mandela has just finished. Among those attending here was the South African president, Jacob Zuma. He told mourners gathered here that Mandela stood for freedom. He wanted everyone to be free. Also here was Winnie Mandela, Mandela's former wife. She left very quietly without saying a word. The service here wrapped in quite a celebratory mood, actually. People came out of the church singing, dancing, stamping their feet in memory of their former leader. In Johannesburg, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for a large portion of the state until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says about 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected for the southern part of the state, worth 6 or more up to the north. A meteorologist with the National Weather Service says blowing, drifting snow will make for hazardous road conditions and low visibility. If you're looking for tickets to today's Packer game, they are at a discount. Frigid temperatures, a bad season, and no Aaron Rodgers means tickets are selling for as little as $37, with one broker offering a ticket and 3-hour pregame tailgate for $49. Temperatures for today's game are expected to be in the teens with snow. Despite a 5-6-1 record, the Packers do have a slim chance of taking the division, but will have to win out the final 4 games of the season. Gun rights advocates say they're preparing to launch a challenge to Madison's new weapons ban on city buses. Wisconsin Carry says the new Metro Transit Service policy is a direct violation of the state's concealed weapons law. A spokesman for the group says someone with a concealed license was prohibited from bringing a gun on board the bus, sparking the court challenge. And Wednesday's Powerball jackpot will be $122 million after no one matched all 6 numbers in Saturday night's drawing. The estimated cash value for Wednesday's jackpot will be $67.9 million. The Newsline 9 weather forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting 2 to 3 inches of snow today. Temperatures around 10 degrees. Tonight's snow continuing, a low around 7. A chance of snow Monday morning turning over to blowing snow in the afternoon. Wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 9. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.